Well, it is good to be here. I have already taken a little bit of hassle from some of the guys in the room for my pink shirt. I was quick to point out it is coral. It is salmon. But it's good to be here. There are about 10 of us scattered around the room here. And we've been praying together and praying that this would be a blessing to those of you who are watching. Thanks for joining us. It is Mother's Day. It is that day when we give mothers chocolate. They lock themselves in the bathroom, eat the chocolate, then come out and teach their children about sharing. Isn't that great? Yeah. I heard just this week that Mother's Day, and you may not know this, is the one day of the year with the lowest crime rate. I never thought of this, but so I'm told. I think that says a lot about our mothers. I think it says that they are busy at home being celebrated. They're too busy to get out there and commit crime on the streets, don't you think? No. Okay, I'm already in trouble here. I'll spend the rest of the time digging out of that. I heard about three successful brothers, sons of a mother whom they love very much, and they decided they wanted to do something special for their mother. So the first son, Mark, had the Mercedes dealer deliver a beautiful pink convertible with pink leather seats. It was custom outfitted for Mama. It had his name, Mark, monogrammed on the steering wheel. Very cool. The second son, Murray, decided he was a builder. He decided, I'm going to build her a big house. And he did. It was a mansion. It was huge. And in the backyard was a pool, you know, like Olympic-sized swimming pool with a hot tub. And in the house, a theater, seating for 30 in that theater. Wow. The third son, Merv, knew that Mama loved the Bible but was too old to read it for herself. And so he went to his pastor to ask for advice. And he asked Pastor Alvin. He said, what do I do? Pastor Alvin said, listen, I've got a parrot. I haven't told anyone this yet, but for 7 years, I have been training this parrot to memorize every word in Scripture. He has the whole Bible memorized as of last week. And what I would like to offer you is this. You give the church $100,000 a year for the next 10 years, the parrot is yours. Ha! Cool, said Merv, and he had the parrot delivered to Mama. And later, the three boys, each of them, got a note several days after Mother's Day, and I have them right here, so I'm just going to read them to you. Dear Murray, thanks for the Mercedes, but I'm too old to travel. I have my groceries delivered for Pete's sake. I'll never use the thing. What were you thinking? The second son got this. Dear Mark, thanks for the house. It's huge. I have to clean it. The theater holds 30 people, but all my friends are dead. I've lost my hearing. I'm nearly blind. In the pool, me in a swimsuit. What were you thinking? The third son, Merv, got this. My dearest Merv, you were the only son to have the good sense to give a little thought to your gift. Thank you, my dear son. The chicken was fantastic. Okay. Yeah, there you go. I got thinking about that joke, and I love it. But like this mother, my mom was sometimes hilarious without meaning to be. She had 5 kids. She was exhausted. She locked herself in the bathroom every Tuesday and came out the following Monday, I think, sometimes. But she was just tired, like many of you watching. Sometimes, as a result, she said things that she had not completely thought through, like, I can't hear you. Let me put on my glasses. What? Mom. I once complained that my foot was sore. She said, that's from being on the phone too long. I don't know. I don't know where these things came from. I'd ask Mom, what's for supper? And she'd say, food. She often said that. I love that, food. I asked her if she thought it would rain later that day once, and she said, well, not if it stays like this. That's my mom. Mom, you must understand, was very smart and capable. She was the author of several books, but at times she did not make much sense. She would say things like, you know, don't make me come in there. Have you ever heard that? Well, I'm not making you. The decision is up to you, Mama. You know, it's up to you, whatever you want to do. She would say, do you want a spanking? She said that a few times. Well, I'm sitting there thinking, I didn't realize I had a choice. That's good to know, you know. Mom, I had one before. I don't want one again. There was nothing about it that I care to repeat. I would, however, like some ice cream. Is that an option? Ah, Mama, did your mom, any of you, did she do the count? Murray, does she? Yeah, the count. Now, a friend of mine says his mother always started at 1. My mother started at 10, and it only got worse from there because, I mean, that was how you counted down for the space shuttle to take off, right? Not that it did when I was a kid, but it was terrifying. I can remember sitting on the sofa reading Huck Finn or something, and my mother, I would hear her voice from the kitchen, Philip, you know, come dry the dishes, and oh, Huck Finn was much better. And so I kept reading and I would hear 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. She would get to 5 and I would bang my head on a lamp and trip over the dog running to the kitchen to try to find a towel. And she'd still be counting 3, 2, 1. And I'm thinking, no, Mom, no, I'm going to die. She's going to kill me. And there I was. She would keep counting. She would get down to 1, and I'd know I was dead. And then she would say, 3/4, 3/8. Did anyone do this? 37/39. Oh, Mom. Mom never, ever hit 0, and I am so thankful. I have no idea what it would have looked like if she hit 0. It was just terrifying. It's too terrible to think about what would have happened. You know, she couldn't even count without showing God's grace. My mama, the grace of a godly mother. I remember asking her a few times, where are you going, Mom? And she'd say, crazy, you want to come? And usually I did. I'd follow that girl just about anywhere. Well, Pastor Alvin is in the midst of a great series on Proverbs 6, which we've interrupted for Mother's Day, but there is much in that chapter about parenting. Go ahead and read it. It's an amazing chapter. I want to read just about 3 verses to you. My son, obey your father's commands and don't neglect your mother's instruction. Keep their words always in your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you walk, their counsel will lead you. When you sleep, they will protect you. When you wake up, they will advise you. How true this is. How very appropriate for our day and age when we need to listen and obey. I'd like this morning just to tell you a few stories of a wise mother and the difference that you, whether you're a mom or a dad or a teen, wherever you are in life, the difference you can make. But here, first of all, are the top 10 things my mama never said. Are you ready? Read them at home with me, okay? The 11 p.m. curfew is just a general time to shoot for. It's not like I'm running a prison around here. Number 9, help me in the room here. Ketchup potato chips are good for you, son. Eat at least a bag of them before dinner. Did your mother say that? I highly doubt it. I love that entire Bee Gees album. Can you turn it up? Oh, Mama. There's money in my purse if you ever need some. Did your mother say that? No. Number 6, just leave the lights on. It makes the house look more cheery. All right? Number 5, don't bother wearing a jacket. The cold helps build your immune system. Beautiful words from Mama that she never said. Number 4, let me smell that shirt. Ah, it's good for another week. Number 3, well, if Stevie's mom says it's okay, that's good enough for me. And number 2, go ahead, keep that stray dog, honey. I'll be glad to train and feed and walk him every day. And number 1 thing my mother never said, I don't have a tissue with me, just use your sleeve. Beautiful. Give yourself a hand back home. Well done, well done. Well, I am thankful for a wise mother who prayed for understanding and God gave it to her. I'm not saying we always carried on with it and listened to it, but she knew me well and she gave me the gift of laughter, which has often saved my life. And despite all the challenges life threw her way, she was an awesome mom. Even better, if I close my eyes, I see her sitting in the rocking chair. I can still see her with her slippers and her house coat on early in the morning. She battled depression, yet there she was, kick-starting her day with a well-thumbed King James Bible, downloading enough wisdom to last her a lifetime. We can all do that. She loved my dad for 62 years. Remarkable. She listened to my music I didn't say she enjoyed it. But she would say, hey, you know, she'd hear something thumping from my room and she'd tap on the door and say, play that for me. I want to know what you're listening to. She cared that much. And later on, her hearing went on her, and maybe it was that. She never uttered a threat that she wasn't prepared to carry out. You know that? She didn't. I mean, if she said she would scramble eggs on your head if you didn't stop whatever you were doing, she scrambled eggs on your forehead, and that's why I've lost my hair. But you know, I never heard my mama gossip. Some people live with the idea of, you know, if you don't have something nice to say, come sit by me, I want to hear about it. But that was not my mama. I can remember someone coming to our house, and I could hear just some gossip going on. And my mom said, we need to go to that person now. I will go with you. Wow. You learn a lot watching a godly gal. She'd be quick to say she was anything but perfect. But I saw a mother work with battered and abused women in our home, mentoring them, though she didn't even know what the word meant. She was just loving them. At her funeral, three best-selling authors told me, two of them wrote to me to tell me, and one was at the funeral, that they never would have written one word without my mother's encouragement. And that was her middle name, encouragement. She knew 1 Thessalonians 5:11, so encourage each other and build each other up just as you are already doing. I like that. Even encouragement right in that verse, just as you are already doing. You know, you didn't need a degree in nuclear physics to know that I was a problem child. Yet, my mom looked beyond my glaring faults that were so obvious and found something to encourage. I think sometimes it took her a little bit of work, but she did. I remember her saying just a few times, you know, you make me laugh. I didn't always. I think I made her cry a lot. But she said, you make me laugh. One time only. You know what she said? I like you. Whoa! This was an amazing thing to hear. Often she would say, I don't know what I'd do without you. I never heard those words from my teachers, but I heard it from my mom. And she meant it. I don't know what I'd do without you. Mom went looking for strengths, and she encouraged them. And as I grew older, she talked less, she prayed more, and on one occasion gave me a card. She had written on it three words that changed the trajectory of my life. I love three-word sentences. Do you? You know, hot apple pie. Oh, yeah. 50% discount, free donut samples. Alvin, huh? Yes. Come for supper. School is out. Marry you. Yeah. Come kiss me. Congratulations. A son. I love you. I forgive you. See you soon. Aren't those great words? But you know what? The words that she wrote down weren't those that she put in the card. I wrote my first book 28 years ago when many of you were just not even thought of. Publicists began sending me plane tickets so I could visit TV studios and thrill audiences with the prospect of buying my wonderful book. There was just one problem. I was absolutely scared out of my mind. Flying and speaking terrified me. They would strap me in a metal tube built by the lowest bidder. Have you been on that airplane? And you're going along. And I knew we were going to crash, you know, somewhere in the desert near the Grand Canyon. And we'd live, but it would be winter. And we would spend days down there hoping someone would rescue us. And finally, the other passengers would start to vote on who they would eat first to survive. And I would be chosen early on. But seriously, each time I climbed on a plane, I vowed it would be my last. I did. I wanted to quit. I wanted a normal job. And then one memorable day on an American Airlines flight, I pulled out that card that I'd stuffed in my briefcase the night before, that card from Mom. I hadn't opened it yet, but I did then, as we're shaking along there, you know, in turbulence. I love that turbulence. I opened it up, and I read this. Its contents were priceless. There was no money in it. Mom didn't have much of the stuff, but it was priceless. It wasn't just the Bible verse at the top, be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9 was right there at the top. And beneath these magnificent words, Mom in her beautiful handwriting had written, we're praying for you. We're thankful you get to do this. Love, Mom. And three words popped out at me. Did you get them? Three words. What were they? There's no way I'd have had the joy of doing what I've been doing the last 28 years were it not for those three words, which began to permeate my thinking and reconfigure my attitude. I get to. God has allowed me to do this. Thousands would love to. I don't have to. I get to. Because life, wouldn't you agree, is filled with I have to's and I need to's. But I wonder what our days would look like if we embraced those words each and every morning. If we woke up, if we said, thank you, God. I don't have to go to work. I get to. I don't have to parent these crazy kids, you know. These crazy teenagers. Or change this ripe diaper. Or deal with this annoying client. I get to. I don't have to plumb this sink, drive this truck, write this report, or paint this wall. I get to. Proverbs 6:22, when you walk, their counsel will lead you. When you wake up, they will advise you. And here's the deal. When you live this way as a parent, after you're gone, your words are still advising your children. Mom's words are still advising me this day, giving me advice. It's up to me whether or not I take it, but it's there. Recently, I caught myself saying this. I said, I have to take out the garbage. Oh, you know, I have tough, you know, what a hard life. And suddenly it hit me. I have a friend not too far away in a wheelchair who would love to take the garbage out tonight. That was my mother's words coming back to me. I am so blessed. I get to take out the garbage. Yeah. God has given me strength even though I'm 94. Here I am. I can do it. Some of you are saying, he's only 94. Wow. Because of an attitude change, I get to tell others three-word sentences that can change their lives too. Why so downcast? God so loved. Why so fearful? Christ is risen. Do I get an amen? Why so serious? He has overcome. We are loved. Love never fails. Love conquers all. All is well. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Mama. Maybe you're saying, Callaway, yeah, I get it, I think. But I am tired. I am exhausted. I am anxious. Maybe you're a dad. Maybe you're a teenager. I don't know what you're up to. A grandparent. You're absolutely wondering, how do I continue with my anxiety and all? Maybe you're a mom who says, if they didn't have me chained to the stove, I'd run away. Call us if that's your problem, please. But my daughter, Rachel, is a mom of four. She is pathologically exhausted. She just is. By the way, you young moms, you are absolutely awesome. I thank God for you. And single mamas watching, you are some of my heroes. I hope you know that. But the job is overwhelming at times, isn't it? I mean, today's mother must ensure that her child's physical, emotional, social, intellectual, and nutritional needs are met while he remains in his car seat until he is 5'11". Right? It is true. She must feed her 1.3 children a diet fortified by sugar-free, gluten-free, dairy-free, peanut-free, taste-free, calorie-free, pesticide-free, free-range, hand-shucked lettuce leaves. So it seems to me at times. And she must get her body back. Yes, it has been missing for some time now. She must find it and get it back. She must know how to blend pure essential oils. Do you know that? My daughter-in-law, Dallas, will help you if you don't know. And she must know when to Google, my toddler swallowed my wedding ring. What do I do, you know? And she must resist panic when Google tells her, you know, to get by helicopter to the nearest hospital now. When I was a child, my mom didn't have the Googles. She just had Vicks VapoRub and Old South orange juice. Those were the only cures we had for anything back in those primitive times. Don't you love it when grown-ups get talking like I just did? Huh? Don't you love that? I tell you, older people say, well, my mom left us outdoors for days at a time where we ate bugs, crunchy ones, and dirt. That's all we had to eat. She was indoors baking homemade chocolate chip cookies with genetically modified white sugar. And look at me, I turned out fine, didn't I? We ate raw hot dogs straight off the floor. You know, and my mom would say, hey, you kids will be fine. Eat them. Eat up. Eat more. Have more. Yeah. Remember, we washed the floors last September, so you go ahead. Eat. I sat down and I wrote my daughter, my exhausted daughter, a note. Here she is with a few of her kids. Rachel, my dearest, darling daughter, you are at the stage where you need a good sense of humor and no sense of smell. So, here are five things I hope you'll remember. Number one, if you're taking notes, get these down. You will be tempted to compare. Don't. Forget Instagram and Facebook and other mothers whose glossy profile pictures are Photoshop perfect and whose kids are fully dressed by lunchtime. Forget it. You will be tempted to compare. Don't. Second, keep it simple. Keep it simple. K-I-S-S is keep it simple, sweetie. You've often told me that my mom was your hero. Did you know she was not a good cook? She wasn't a great cook at all. Sometimes we ate hockey pucks for breakfast. She said, these are eggs. They weren't. They were hockey pucks, I'm telling you. She spent time with me, though, when she could. She took me to church, laughed with me, said, I'm sorry. Wow. Loved my dad when he was not so lovable, trust me. She disciplined me, and at night I heard her praying her favorite prayer. Dear God, thank you, he's in bed. That was her favorite prayer. Other than that, Rachel, my mom was pretty much unemployed. She kept it simple. When we raised you, Rachel, we were content to feed and clothe you and keep your brothers away from dynamite. That was an accomplishment if we got through the day with that. Major on the majors, keep it simple. Third, you can do this. You are actively engaged in one of the most vital missions on planet Earth. And I know the pay is poor. And I know it's like running the Boston Marathon, except that there's no audience, right? Just needy little children staring at your torso, screaming for food. You may lose all feeling in your brain, but you are up to this, my dear. You can nap in spurts, and one day you will climb on the weigh scales and see your toes once again. Yes. Hey, I'm kidding. You're beautiful. Number four, for Pete's sake, stop freaking out. We live in a world where people are freaking out. It is a full-time job for the media to freak out. I swallowed a nickel once, and my mom said, it'll work out fine. And she was right. She would often say, remember the whatsoever things, son. And I knew exactly what she meant. Did your mother say things like that? Whatsoever things. I knew, you know, whatsoever things are what is it? True, yet noble, just, pure, honorable, lovely, of good report. Think on these things. Think on these things. It will change your life. She was wise enough to avoid stinking thinking by avoiding the news whenever possible. She had a little jar, and I just found it yesterday afternoon. I knew it was in the suite where they lived for 5 years somewhere, and I found it. On the top, it says, my give it to Jesus jar. She had written that there. So I opened it and started pulling things out. And you know what? I can remember her doing this when she was filled with anxiety. I mentioned depression. They didn't talk about it in those days. She was just sick. But she was depressed and anxious. Sitting at the kitchen table, she would write down verses. She would write down prayers. She would write down things that she was thankful for and stuff them in this little relish jar. And to read through, it's an amazing thing, you know, to think that your mother was practicing what she was preaching all those years. She was, again, I don't want to build her into something she would not want you to think she was, because she was a very human mama. But, you know, in the midst of freaking out, she knew that gratitude changes everything. Make sure you are a grateful person. Share things that you're grateful for with your family. Your children will see this. It can change their lives. Remember, Rachel, when the angel appeared to Mary to tell her that she would give birth to the Son of God, to Jesus. He said what angels say to humans. Fear not, he said. Did he? No, he didn't. Fear not. fear not. You see, he had been in the heavenly courts. He had been with God, and he knew what we too often forget. God is in control. God is bigger. Do you have any clue at all the size of our God next to the size of our problems, our anxieties, our fears? Think on that. Fear not. He is with you. All around you, the world is freaking out, but not you. God has got this. It's going to be okay. Remember, nothing worthwhile your dad ever accomplished didn't initially scare me half to death. But in giving it to him, it changes everything. For Pete's sake, stop freaking out. Number five, pray like crazy. Talk to God. Yell at him sometimes. He's okay. He's big enough to handle that. You young mamas, he can handle the things you bring to him. He loves you. He smiles on you. I love Psalm 28:7. It's the great verse for tired mamas. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Hang in there. You are loving these babies and pointing them heavenward. There is hope. Remember when you saw grandma coming and she told you one day what she saw, a Gap t-shirt coming. She knew what it stood for. God answers prayer. And he's going to do that. Lighten up and laugh. You have yet to put the dishes in the stroller and little Hattie in the dishwasher. You're doing fine. There is no calling more noble and influential than that of a mother. You are awesome. Love you, Dad. Well, each Mother's Day, I celebrate the life of a lady who gave me the gift of laughter, talked to God constantly, encouraged my strengths, loved God's word. She didn't need a parrot to recite it to her. Remember Mark and Murray and Merv? I'm not wealthy enough like they are to buy the stuff they did for their mama. But I do know this, no one is poor who had a godly mother. I thank God for every human parent out there. I thank God for these two human parents I had who wrote their stories across my life. For a mom who taught me early what really, really mattered, and to center on that, and showed me by her life how to live. I am left without excuse. I am left with deep gratitude. And I hope to do this for my kids as well. We all can, can't we? With God's help. Let me pray with you. Heavenly Father, thank you that this was your idea from the start. A man and a woman and children and family. Lord, would you give great wisdom to the moms and dads and potential moms and dads out there who are listening, and grandparents as well. Oh God, we so badly need men and women who would point the way to you, whose great prayer would be, Lord, may my children love Jesus. May my grandchildren walk with Jesus. Thank you that you are with us to help us as we do something that seems impossible. With your help, we can do it. We thank you, Lord, for all you've done and all you're going to do. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Thanks so much for joining us today. We trust you have been encouraged and challenged in your faith journey. If you're desiring prayer, want more information on our church, want to partner with us, or be involved in any way, please go to our website at MountOliveEFC.com. We'll see you next time.